I'm Buzz Knight, the host of the Taking a Walk Music History on Foot podcast, and I want to thank you for your support of what we're up to here. Kindly follow us at Apple Podcast, Spotify, Podbean, TuneIn, iHeart, or any of the other podcast platforms. And when you do follow us, you guarantee you won't miss an episode. Today is December 22nd, 2021, and we are at the North Bridge in historic Concord, Massachusetts. And we have an experiment. It's a solo episode with me. That's right, me focusing on some recent music news, some upcoming events around the Taking a Walk podcast, and also some music history. And I guess depending on whether I'm a dreadful guest or not, we might drop one of these type of episodes from time to time so we can talk about one of our favorite topics, which is our love of music. All right. So first, some recent music news. Billboard magazine, which is a great source here, they just mentioned the fact that this year, Christmas music streaming is actually cannibalizing holiday music sales. Now, the report says since 2017, seasonal music album sales, the physical formats, along with the digital side, have dropped 61.8%. According to one major label executive, this might mean that streaming is really impacting, you know, the Christmas sales. Now, one factor potentially driving this is the fact that this year in 2022, there hasn't been one big new Christmas album dropping. So that might have really had an impact. Once again, thanks to Billboard.com for that story. Also courtesy of Billboard, in the news is that Elton John topped the November box score report with a $60 million gross as his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour brought its final 8 shows of 2022. You gotta love EJ. Sad to hear the passing of Terry Hall, the lead singer from the English ska band called The Specials. He died at age 63. The band formed in 1977, and they were known for frequently supporting The Clash on tour. So rest in peace, Terry Hall. Upcoming on Taking a Walk, the talented musician Will Paquin, who's captivated an audience with his unique indie blend. So he's coming up. And in January 2023, a few episodes from our Nashville recordings. Singer, songwriter, fiddle player, and founder of the High Women, Amanda Showers. Amanda Shires is going to be on Taking a Walk. I loved her stories of playing with John Prine and her stories of starting out in the business with the Texas Playboys. Also in January, Paul Kingsbury, he takes us on a walk at the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's the managing editor at the museum, and you're going to love the journey that he takes us on. We got this cool exhibit in there, this Western-flavored L.A. scene country rock exhibit. So he'll take us on literally a walk right through on Taking a Walk Music History on Foot, coming up in January. On this day in music history, December 22nd, in 1978, the stage version of Nilsson's musical The Point opens in London, featuring ex-Monkees Davy Jones and Mickey Dolenz. Also in 1976, remember Isaac Hayes, Shaft, that cool tune? Well, on this day, he filed for bankruptcy. Wah, wah. Also in 1976, Bob Seger earned the first of many gold records with the live album, Live Bullet. 2000 on this day, the Coen brothers, remember that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Love that one, one of my favorites. It hit the theaters, and that song, Man of Constant Sorrow, centerpiece, produced by the great T-Bone Burnett, that sold 7 million copies in America, and that happened on this day, also in history. And then one more, little tidbit on Greg Allman. He made his acting debut as a drug kingpin in the movie Rush on this day. Thanks for listening. You can sign up for our newsletter, and you can keep up with Taking a Walk. You can also get some comments in there as well, but you'll know about all the episodes if you sign up, and you do that at takingawalk.com. And thanks for checking us out. Share this with a friend.